It is the week of November 2, 2010, and you guys are listening to a podcast presented by World 3. Sorry for the delay, guys. There have been some technical issues with my internet. Basically, I can't access world-3.net in the lobby, at the lobby where I live. So, you know, that's pretty much what's causing. I don't know what's causing the trouble. I tried contacting my the server guy, and he's somehow being a jerk to it. So anyway, I'm not gonna go to full details, but anyway, yes. So it is the week of is somehow back, and right now I got some awesome news for. Well, there have been some good news already coming out as of today, and I'm gonna report that as well as the ones next. The ones last week. Yeah. But before that, I would like to make some sort of major announcements. Basically, World 3 will have her own final episode, as in final episode, in the next few weeks, if not days, if we're lucky. I'm lucky. Because, yes, yours truly here. Yeah, that's right. Mr., you know, host guy, host man, G. here is leaving elsewhere. Basically, I'm moving back to America in the next few weeks, so pretty much I can't handle World 3, you know, because World 3 itself is supposedly as the team, you know. I mean, that's why the reason why I'm just doing a week of episodes is just to keep the site sort of alive, just to make sure that, you know, World 3 as a whole is, you know, it's not pretty much dead. So anyway, I can't handle World 3 if I'm going to be abroad, because what's the point, right? I mean, where's my original crew to begin with? So, yeah, World 3 will eventually shut down in the next few weeks. So stay tuned to the final episode. I promise you, it'll be pretty much epic. And regarding to the plans, or shall I say my future plans of podcasting and whatnot, yes, I will have, you know, I'm somewhere within probably, I don't know, hopefully December, if not January, I'm gonna be launching a new thing, a new podcast, a new website, actually, where, yeah, I'll be podcasting and at the same time doing the game reviews and movie reviews that I usually do. So, you know, well, plans are yet somehow iffy. So, but basically, yeah, I will continue what I've been trying, what I've been doing for the last, what, 2 years now? Yeah. Which, you know, podcasting. Anyway, all right. So, enough of this thing. I promise more details next in the final episode. Oh, anyway, let's hit the news. New high-res, that means high-resolution Captain America movie photos have been revealed. Actually, they haven't, well, these are just high-res photos of what was unveiled last week. Yeah, a few days ago. Basically, long story short, the Captain America photos, the official ones, have been revealed. I think, that's the first batch. And my opinion, they look really, really good. I heard, though, that the original feathery cap, the one with the wings, with the feather wings, or wings. Actually, they're not feather, right? Or they're silver feather. Anyway, the wings on Cap's hat or helmet, which has been like sort of, I'm not sure. I mean, whatever. Okay, iconic, is going to be in the movie, despite what the intended costume, well, the final costume will look like. So I heard that there's like this story where Steve will find it really sort of annoying, and hence he will, you know, he goes to Howard Stark of Stark Industries, daddy of Tony Stark, to get a better helmet looking suit, and that's why they removed the wings. That's what I heard. I'm not making that up. But anyway, these new Captain America photos from the movie look pretty good, as I said earlier. And speaking of Marvel movies, guess who might make a cameo in the upcoming X-Men First Class? According to reports, according to a cab driver, he has dropped Hugh Jackman in the movie set of X-Men First Class. I'm not kidding. A cab driver sort of Facebook, I'm not sure if it's Twitter, saying that he dropped Hugh Jackman at the X-Men First Class movie shooting area. Actually, I forgot the name. Sorry, I'm just trying to find it. I guess, well, I couldn't find it. And anyway, so we might see Wolverine in the X-Men First Class movie to be directed by Matthew Vaughn, who directed Kick-Ass. I think it's good news, right? That we're going to see, I guess, our sort of, sorry, a continuity of some sort within the X-Men First Class movie and the other X-Men movies by Fox. I thought originally that X-Men First Class will be this reboot origin movie that will start a new arc or something, because it's not really X-Men 4, you know. So seeing or hearing that Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, will make a cameo, I mean, it's not confirmed, right? He could be just visiting there for, I don't know, just to visit the set generally, but it's not confirmed yet. But somehow I have a good feeling that it's going to happen, that we'll see Logan Wolverine in X-Men First Class, and he might be giving tips or something, adding a, because I, all right, the reason also why I think this is unbelievable is that Mark Millar, writer of the recent Nemesis, Superior, Kick-Ass 2, he, you know, has been good friends with Matthew Vaughn, right, ever since Kick-Ass, and I heard that he read the script and the ending of the movie, and he believed that will blow everybody's minds. Like, it, you know, it's not gonna be shitty. So if you think about it that way, maybe Wolverine has something to do with that ending or something else, right? No. So yeah. So Wolverine in X-Men First Class, rumor. So what do you guys think? And okay, let's just go to the gaming news. Right now, this one's pretty recent, and it's kind of sad if you think about it. But anyway, Resident Evil, there's a new Resident Evil game coming. All right, again, this is a rumor. There's a new Resident Evil game coming from that other development team who makes SOCOM games. Let me check their name again if I got it in my notes. Yep, Slant 6 Games, the guys who made SOCOM, U.S. Navy SEALs Confrontation for the PS3, as well as Tactical Strike and Fireteam Bravo 3 for the PSP. What are these names? It's rumored that they're developing a new Resident Evil game called Resident Evil Raccoon City, I think. This article is just, it's kind of like, you know, basing it on just facts. But so far, yes, it's a rumor that there might be a new Resident Evil game from a Western developer. Again, Capcom is being really crazy with this idea of hiring Western developers to develop Japanese games. I mean, sorry, Japanese, well-known Japanese branded games. What do you guys think? Honestly, for me, I don't know, dude. If this is not, you know, if it's not Resident Evil 6, then maybe it's a good, you know, it could be a good spin-off. Because I don't want to see Resident Evil 6 developed by a Western developer. I mean, look at fucking DMC, right? Do you guys want the same thing happening over again? No. I mean, Resident Evil 5 was admittedly not so good. It was just an okay game compared to 4. And we know, I mean, everybody knows, I mean, sorry, everybody wants for Resident Evil 6 to be as awesome as 4. And I don't want a Western developer to develop that. Especially if these guys made SOCOM games. What the fuck, right? So, if it's gonna be a spin-off game, then maybe I'd like to see it. If not, then fuck you, Capcom. I don't want these guys making Resident Evil 6. Capiche? Alright, let's move on. Honestly, what do you guys think? Oh yeah, speaking of Capcom, Kenji Inafune, creator of Mega Man, producer of Onimusha, and a bunch of other Capcom games like Lost Planet and Dead Rising, left Capcom, quits Capcom. I don't know exactly why or the full details, because I don't have to read the full details, because I'm actually pretty happy with this. Because Inafune has been sort of crazy lately in the Capcom biz. If you notice, you know, where are the really awesome PS2 Capcom games? I mean, sorry, like, I guess I'm talking about Onimusha, right? I just wanted Onimusha High Def. No, but seriously, if you look at the recent Capcom announcements, I think Inafune was sort of behind all of that. You know, they've been really disappointing. I mean, right now I just reported that a Western developer might do Resident Evil, or do a Resident Evil game, right? And then, well, I'm not sure if that was still Inafune related, because he left. But anyway, you know, like DMC getting Western treatment, the Capcom movies. I mean, seriously, Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li, though I haven't seen it yet, I think I'll never will, was produced by Inafune. You know, he has been crazy lately, sort of being stupid for some reason. And I don't have to read, or I don't have to know the real reason why he left, but to me, this is pretty much good news. I'm sure a lot of NeoGAF people or guys out there have similar opinions. So yes, the guy who's been, you know, who's been in Capcom for more than 20 years now, or less than 20 years, if I'm not mistaken, just left the company. And I think, well, as far as I know, the guy who replaced him was the producer of Resident Evil 5, Jun Takeuchi. I could be wrong. So yeah, Capcom loses one of their former brightest stars. Yeah, seriously, he was good back then, but recently has been shitty. Alright, and what else do I got for gaming news? Alright, this one, I should have reported this last week as a separate entry in the website, but no, I didn't have much time. So anyway, I'll report it right now. Persona 2, that's right, Persona 2 for the PSP has been confirmed. It's going to be similar to the Persona 1 of the PSP in terms of using the same engine, I mean, sorry, the same graphics, but sort of upping the presentation, making it more, you know, making it feel in line with the last sequel, you know, the last two console games, which was Persona 3 and 4. So, yeah, it is really good news for me, because I love Persona. Everybody knows that. And seeing it, well, confirmed for the PSP, or hearing it and just realizing that, oh my god, I can finally play Persona 2. Oh yeah, that's right. Innocent Sin for the PSP. And I can finally play Innocent Sin. Innocent Sin, by the way, was never officially released in the US. There were two Persona 2 games that were released for the PS1. Those were Innocent Sin, the first chapter, and the second and final chapter, Eternal Punishment was released in the US, yes, like nearly a decade ago. And Innocent Sin was never published. So it was pretty weird, right? They released, they localized the second chapter of the Persona 2 games instead of, you know, going with the first one, right? And, well, there have been some, there was this team, I forgot the team. They actually, you know, fan subbed, I'm going to call it fan subbed, the Persona 2 Innocent Sin game and released it, you know, in the internet. And actually, it was a pretty good translation. So basically, this version or this volume of Persona 2 Innocent Sin has never been localized. And, it's not yet confirmed that Persona 2 PSP is going to be released in America, but given that it's very popular overseas, it's going to probably get localized. Anyway, I'm just saying, I don't know, I've been talking like crazy here, that this will be, or this could be the first time Persona 2 Innocent Sin will be released worldwide. Makes sense? And in terms of my excitement, yes, I can't wait. In fact, I was originally going to post the opening intro in under the Watch This segment of the site, but you know, again, internet problems and whatnot. So, but yes, if you go to siliconera.com or kotaku.com, you can find the intro, the new intro movie up for Persona 2 PSP, and it looks pretty good. It's actually was animated by, sorry, brain fart, Studio Satellite, who animated Macross Frontier, Arjuna, Noen, Fairy Tail, you know, those pretty colorful animes. Yeah, these guys have animated the new intro of Persona 2 PSP, and it looks pretty good. It, if you ask me, it doesn't have that jazz. No, actually, it sounds sort of like your modern, quote-unquote, Persona game, because it features Lotus Juice, the guys who were into the rappers of Persona 3, the battle music, if you guys remember. They're the ones who actually sang the opening of this new Persona 2 intro. So if you like them, then yes, you will feel that. But according, but like the animation itself of the intro, it doesn't look as pop-ish as the last few games, or the last two games, or even compared to the Persona 1 intro for the PSP. So, you know, for me, that's just a little bit, not really WTF, but just, you know, why? They could have just added or made it poppy or whatever. But still, it looks good, you know, despite that, all that. Trust me. I guess you guys should watch it just to see what I'm trying to say. All right. So, Persona 2 PSP confirmed. Next up, another new game coming for the, well, not for the PSP, sorry, for the PS3. A new game has been announced last week, and it's Way of the Samurai 4. Way of the Samurai is this pretty cool samurai game, samurai RPG game that has been, it was a PS2 game, and then, well, there were two PS2 games, and then the third one came for the consoles not too long ago, and I think it was last year. Yeah, Way of the Samurai 3 came out last year. Honestly, that Way of the Samurai, you know, the franchise, I've been a fan of them. Although I didn't like Part 3, which is why I didn't get it last year, because it looked not much of a next-gen game, or a current-gen game, rather. So with Way of the Samurai 4, I saw screenshots, and it looks somehow, yes, better than 3, but I think what matters to me most is, you know, I like the gameplay, and yeah, with what I saw with Way of the Samurai 4, I could, you know, maybe I could get it if it gets good ratings and stuff. No, sorry, but back to the gameplay. What makes it really cool is, yes, it's an RPG. You make your decisions, and you can even change your, you know, your samurai, and every sword has its, you know, it's its own fighting stance. It's a really cool game. If I may add, you guys should check it out when, you know, for the PS2. The first one was pretty good, actually. I think it's my favorite. So, you know, basically we have the Samurai 4 confirmed for, I think, just the PS3. Yeah, it's looks good. If you like samurai games, definitely it's a must-buy. And to those who don't know, Way of the Samurai was created by the original team who made the Tenchu games. Tenchu, if you guys remember, it was a popular ninja stealth game back in the PS1 days. And yeah, these guys are the original developers of, were behind Way of the Samurai. And speaking of samurai, as for my final news of this week, Rurouni Kenshin, the popular anime back in the 90s, is getting a new fighting game for the PSP. That's it, right? A new Kenshin fighting game for the PSP. Is there anything you need to know? Gee, I don't know. You like Kenshin, right? You like sword fighting and all that stuff. And yes, there's going to be a new fighting game. We thought Kenshin's, okay, not dead, but we thought the franchise has already been out of the loop, you know? I mean, sure, Dragon Ball is still around when it comes to manga, anime properties that have been overplayed or overused. But, you know, I wasn't expecting a Kenshin game so soon or ever. But yes, there's going to be a new Kenshin game coming out in spring 2011 in Japan only, obviously. And that's all I got. I don't know who's developing it, to be precise. And I'm not even sure who are going to be in, you know, the roster. We don't know who's going to be there. Well, I'm pretty sure Ken Shin's going to be there. Sano's going to be there. Aoshi's going to be there. Saito's going to be there. I mean, you cannot have a Kenshin fighting game without those four guys. You know, Kenshin, Aoshi, Saito, and Sano. I forgot the dude name. The fighting guy. The guy with the fist. I forgot his name, if it's really Sano. All right, so that's it for the news. And yeah, all right, I'm going to go with what you've been up to. I've been playing a lot of games lately, so I'm just going to go quick shooting them, rather, telling you what's hot or what's not. And yes, I'm sorry that I haven't been reviewing games for the site lately, because, you know, I need time to pack and fix stuff, if you know what I mean, travelers. So, consider this sort of like review, many bit reviews of the games that I'll be sharing. I'm going to start with Enslaved, the platform adventure game by the guys who made Heavenly Sword and will be making the new Devil May Cry. How's the game so far? I like the platforming. I like the facial expressions, because that's, I think, if there's one thing that's really awesome about Ninja Theory, is that they can make really good facial expressions with their characters and how, I don't know, the models. Because they use, Andy Serkis a lot, the guy who played Gollum in the Lord of the Rings movies. So, you know, I like the dialogue also. I like, the graphics are lush, and, you know, it seemed like a cool looking game if you want to rent it, because honestly it ends somehow short, and once it's done you don't feel like going back again. And as much as I'd like, I prefer Castlevania over this if you ask me, because one of the main reasons why I'm not so keen on Enslaved is the combat. It's really, really shitty if you ask me. It's, you know, not that it's repetitive, it's just somehow it doesn't just make things, you know, it doesn't work, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Compared to Devil May Cry or Castlevania, the last Castlevania game, you know. In fact, yes, every time there's a combat in a platform or action adventure game, I usually go back to Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, because it's that good. Like, the combat itself is pretty good. I'm not saying Castlevania Lords of Shadow is a perfect game. No, it's not. Hell no. But it has a really good combat system. So, you know, I compare it to that now, and Enslaved's combat is really not so good. Again, it doesn't work for me. And, I guess that's about it. So, with Enslaved, it's just, I guess, I'm not saying it's meh. Okay, here's the thing. Look, if Uncharted 2 feels like a BioWare game, then Enslaved feels like a... what's that? Ah, damn it, brain fart. Obsidian game, there. Did that make sense? If you've been playing BioWare games and Obsidian games, you know, the RPG stuff, the Western RPG developers, if you know what I mean by that, then yes, that's how I compare Enslaved to Uncharted, because both have really good dialogues, both have really good graphics, both have really good platforming, but the other has more edge in terms of replayability and combat. And again, I'm not sure if that made sense with the whole Obsidian and BioWare comparison, but kind of, you know what I mean. All right, and the other game that I've been playing and has been, stuck in my, or glued in my Blu-ray drive in the history, is Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 2, or Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2. If you guys are fans of the series, you will love it. If you are not a fan of the series, like me, you will still like the game. I'm not kidding. It's pretty damn good. The graphics are amazing. The combat, despite just, you know, them playing nearly virtually identical, is still polished in some ways. I mean, seriously, play with your friends and you'll know what I mean. You know, and again, the animation looks gorgeous. Like the QuickTime events or like the crazy moves you can pull looks just amazing. Again, if you are, well, if you like good, or no, if you like anime games, if you like anime, if you like fighting games also, or if you just want to have good time with your friends, and I'm sure one of them could be a fan or is a fan of Naruto, you guys should definitely get this. I really recommend it. Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2. So, highly recommend it. I guess that's it. I know I have Vanquish also, but I haven't been playing that much, so probably in the next week off episode, assuming there's going to be a week off episode. Sorry, guys, I can't promise because I'm going to be working on that new Final World 3 episode, and who knows, you might hear Vanquish from that. What else have I been playing? Yeah, I guess that's about it. Yeah, that's about it. Okay, guys, thanks for listening this week's week off episode. I know it's late. And as for, you know, announcements of World 3 and other things, stay tuned. The final episode's target date, probably this weekend, if not next weekend, if not the week before that. I'm sorry, I don't know, but definitely there will be a final episode, I guarantee. So, all right, this is G. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you soon. Take care.